Questions, comments. *6.
Vance, it's Madeline again.
Good morning again, Madeline.
Good morning. In case I don't get on next Saturday, I was going to send my story in through NECAN, and I will do that. Of course, I've used everything and the whole wellness home. But the difference for me, besides a pant size being down, is an essential head tremor is gone. And it was interesting. I was at the Toronto event, and, of course, I noticed the difference. I've had others comment to me. But Stan Bogus was on a conference call with him. Said, Madeline, what did you do to get rid of the head tremor? And I said, how long have you noticed that I had one? And he said, oh, several people in the region have commented and asked me. He said, several years. And he said he was behind me for the 2.5 days in Toronto. He said, your head didn't tremor at all. I said, Stan, the only thing I've done differently is I haven't missed Vital Balance for a day since it came out, once a day. It was a couple times I had two if I was on the run and I just took another shake. But for the most part, just once a day. And then the mental clarity is there, but I've had this essential head tremor probably, well, about 6 years that I've known. It was my sister actually that told me. I didn't notice it in myself, and I've had many other people comment. So that's pretty profound. And coming from my nursing background, that's absolutely profound. And I'm really quite excited about it.
And Madeline, I'm curious because I know the last time we were together, I don't even know if I noticed it, but again, you're coming from the background of a nurse, any diagnosis or any, you know, part?
No, I actually had a workup. I had a CAT scan and an MRI and so forth looking for a first level silver with progressive degenerative Parkinson's that we've been able to hold pretty well in balance for 14 years, I guess, with NECAN, but the disease is just worsening. So I had that workup that was a concern for me. And it was just, there's something called an idiopathic essential tremor. Well, I think more idiopathic, meaning they don't know what the cause is probably related to toxins, because where else did they go? Why is it not now? Why is it gone? Dr. Rosemary Moroni is one of my silvers. She's an ear, nose, and throat surgeon and an allergist, and she is convinced it's the mercury detox that was done. The two, I don't have them in front of me, the Citrulla coriella, she said those will detox mercury. And that's more than likely what happened. So I am really excited about that. I have another one of my silvers going in for brain tumor surgery, and we have her doing 1 to 2 doses a day preoperatively.
Oh, wow.
So it is profound. I'm pretty excited about it, and if we can have the mental clarity, just stop and think about the improved balance and functioning of every single nerve cell.
Sure.
So I think children with, children anyway, because of the way children eat. So if you can make a nice smoothie and put the Siaga juice in and a banana or whatever you need to do for a kid to drink it. With autism, ADHD, hyperactive kids, so much sugar, it's just hard to, a kid growing up today, it's hard for them not to have pizza and, you know, not to eat what other kids eat. It doesn't matter what we do with them at home. So, excellent, and I'm quite excited about it.
Madeline, can you do us all a big favor, and when you typed it up, and hopefully you'll do it in the next few days, can you send me a copy of that? Because you nailed on something that a lot of people don't understand, and that was my first experience with the Vital Balance, and I know I share this, is the probiotics and the detoxification elements that are in it. And I don't want to talk about, you know, those nasty subjects like bowel movements, but we have got to understand that if we can't process that stuff out of the body, then it's just going to stay there. And
that is so profound. You know what? I'll have Rosemary, Dr. Rosemary, work with me. She has, in the 14 years she's been with me, good, got bad, got bacteria, skin issues, everything. First line of defense, everything has to do with the balance of good gut, bad gut bacteria. So when you add this with lactopharyngol, jade greenzymes, digestion, we have the water. We just have so much, and that will make a difference in the prevention of all diseases, getting colds and whatever, everything, bowel function. We are the most constipated society on this earth because of the Wonder Bread and not enough roughage and so forth. Having worked, I'm a nurse 45 years and having worked 30 30 of those years within the healthcare system, and of course I still help case manage people. It is amazing how many people come to an emergency room for impactions that it's like, and maybe on a Saturday morning, not the greatest thing to say, but heart stones being dug out. Those toxins get reabsorbed into your body. We really need to put good things in and push the bad things out. So that is a very important component of what we have, besides five greens in there. So stop and think of how many people don't eat five greens in a day. So it is much, much more than being a pant size down. So much more for nutritive value to a person's health.
Well, you know, when you put it all into context and you add the water and we're on the sleep system, all this stuff just gets worked out. And I'm looking at an email that I received late last night and from a friend, and he said, a few days ago, my sister-in-law from Dallas visited us and said, I look better now at 80 than I did when I was 60. I told her I felt better than I did when I was at 60, and having buried my dad when he was 49, I never expected to live this long. He talks about going in for his recent cholesterol checks, and his cholesterol is down, and all the other things. But one of the big things he talked about is that how, for the last year, he's been on a plant food lifestyle. You know, he's just not eating all the junk that gets flung at us, literally flung at us.
Absolutely.
It's a choice.
Now, the other thing with our lifestyle, you mentioned lifestyle, as people learn more and they get connected to all these people like Roger Drummer and one another, we influence Maggie, we start eating better too. You become interested in your health and we make better food choices. So even though we have the most wonderful supplements, and Molly reminds me, they're supplements, Madeline, you still have to eat good food too. So we do. We need to put good food. Everybody enjoys chewing and following and the socialization and fellowship of family and friends around the table and eating and entertaining, and that should be very much a part of our healthy lifestyle and a wellness home lifestyle. We're not saying supplements only. We're saying supplements in combination with healthy family and healthy society. So I'm taking too much time. It's getting close to 11 o'clock here. I'm really excited about not having a head tremor, and so for those that are
still. Well, obviously. And again, Madeline, if you could type that up, I'd so appreciate it.
I'm Molly Crown. Do you have time?
Oh, hi, Molly.
Hi.
Up here. Go ahead, Ted, yeah. Real quick.
Okay, I have to be very quick. Yes, for 5 months, neurologist could identify what problem I have, and it was and I myself told the neurologist, I say, whatever you call it, it is the trigeminal nerve involved. And he said, don't diagnose yourself, it's dangerous. Wow. I said, are you kidding? I don't use what I learned on myself. So from then on, I said, okay, you're fired. I took my case to a medical center in Cincinnati who has experience for 40 or more years in a neurosurgeon. Anyway, he took 5 minutes to listen to me, 5 minutes to review the MRI I took with me. He said, come back to the room. I know your problem. We can fix it. So it was a trigeminal neuralgia. And then after the surgery, I had a slow recovery. And even the beginning of this year, it was from May to November, the surgery was in November, and it was the first of this year, I was still timid, quiver-minded, any noise annoyed me. I could not open my eyes very well still at the time. I had to turn off the light and close the window. After 4 months, with the vital was balanced and well, I had the occasion to fight my.
So Molly, I'm going to cut you off here because we're at the top of the hour, and you're spoiling the surprise. I want you to share this next Saturday, and if you can't be on the line next Saturday, I want you to type it up, and I will read it and share it with you. Can you do that for me?
Okay.
Actually, if I can just add, Vance, I was with Molly in Toronto, too, and with her before and after her. She had major neurosurgery.
Right. I remember reading the email.
Yeah, and so I actually will do something. Molly and I will do it for next Saturday. I'll get a little bit of input from Rosemary as well. So thank you.
Madeline, do you do three ways, Madeline?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did I get your telephone number? This is Phil Hansen in Fairmont.
440-289-6150.
6150. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, and thanks for doing this every Saturday morning, Dan.
Hey, my pleasure. And, gang, we are out of time, top of the hour. I'm going to catch this presentation with Vigo, and I encourage you to do the same if you've got some time in your schedule. All of you received the email about it. I'm not going to tell you the web address because it's too difficult to get it out over the phone, but go check your emails, and you might have accidentally deleted it. I know that happens from time to time. Dennis and Ruth sent it out. Dave Johnson sent it out. I believe I even got one from Ken and Donna Tinkin. So have a fantastic weekend, everybody, and if there's anything that we can do on our end, don't hesitate to call, email, text, Facebook. I don't tweet yet. Give me time. I'm sure it'll happen. But you know how to get a hold of me. Best way always is the phone number, area code 503-695-5683. Again, 503-695-5683. Let us know how we can serve you. Please, though, do me a favor. If you're obviously part of the Nikan family, but get in touch, as Maggie encouraged us to do, get in touch with the people above you. They're the ones that have a vested interest, literally financially and in so many other ways, in seeing you succeed. Put them to work. That's what they're there for. And if I'm part of your upline, put me to work. That's what we're here for. Okay? So I don't know how to make that more strong and more clear. So looking forward to chatting with you next Saturday. Get those Vital Balance stories. How big, how small, doesn't matter. We want to gather as many as we can. There's some profound effects out there, totally aside from weight loss and dropping the pounds. So many other things, but we want to hear from everybody next week. So again, have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.